Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. August Wilson is often called one of the 20th century's most important American playwrights. His 10-play cycle chronicling the African-American experience includes Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Fences, and Radio Golf, and it's considered a landmark in the history of Black culture and Broadway theater. August Wilson died in 2005, and a New York Times obituary at the time ended with a quotation from Wilson himself. He said, "I once wrote a short story called The Best Blues Singer in the World, and it went like this. The streets that Balboa walked were his own private ocean, and Balboa was drowning." "That says it all," Wilson said. "All my plays are rewriting that same story. I'm not sure what it means, other than life is hard." And what about August Wilson's own life? Well, that formidable story is told in the play How I Learned What I Learned, currently on stage at the Huntington Theater Company. And here's a taste.
Charlie Williams was 10 years older than me. Charlie was a poet. Charlie took me under his wing. One day Charlie said, "August, man, when you go to jail, call Al Lichtenstein. He's the best lawyer in Pittsburgh." Now, you notice he didn't say if you go to jail. He said, "When you go to jail," because as a young Black man living in the Hill District in Pittsburgh in 1965, you're going to jail.
Actor Eugene Lee plays Wilson in How I Learned What I Learned, the memoir in monologues, as it's been called. It was co-written more than a decade ago by August Wilson himself and Todd Kreidler, who's directing this production at the Huntington. And Todd Kreidler joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you. Also with us in the studio today is Costanza Romero, August Wilson's widow and creative consultant and costume designer for the Huntington's production. Costanza Romero, welcome to you as well.
Thanks, Meghna. It's great to be here.
It is delightful to have both of you, and I'm so excited to talk about How I Learned What I Learned. So tell me a little bit first about what it's like to see the production on stage at the Huntington right now.
It's an extraordinary experience. It's being able to bring to Boston, as I've always called this, the Edison Cafe experience, which every city that August worked in, he had a spot that he worked in, and he would sort of weave these stories. And if you were fortunate to be caught up in the spell of that, you would find, you know, seconds turned to minutes, turned to hours, and you would miss appointments and dates and obligations sort of caught up in that. And so these were the things that were in the air as I worked with him on the last three plays in the cycle, and many of them in the streets of Boston. And these, you know, it became, as he would call it, the stuff that we would put in the pot that essentially would grow up to the stew of this. So it's amazing to sort of finally deliver this to one of his great artistic homes.
Now, go ahead, Cassandra.
It's wonderful because August felt about the Huntington like it was one of his homes. Mm-hmm. It was a very beloved theater for him. And to see Michael Mazzo, and certainly, you know, I'm a costume designer, the gals from the costume shop who are still there, and everybody making such a beautiful, wonderful effort to make this all it can be.
Now, I understand that the Huntington's production has a kind of a boxing theme to the set. Is that right?
That's right. When we first started, we all sat around a table, and I told the set designer as well as Todd, you know, we were all exchanging ideas, and I said that I felt like August Wilson was always standing in his own private boxing ring, and that, you know, what you initiated this story with about, you know, the Balboa was drowning and that life is hard illustrates that so, so very well.
Yeah. Well, so let's step back, because the genesis of How I Learned What I Learned is, I mean, that's a story that we could talk about for an hour just in and of itself, but Todd, you were in your 20s, right, when you and August Wilson basically locked yourselves in the basement of the house in Seattle to write the play?
Absolutely. I think I was 29 when we did it originally. And prior to that, I had been, you know, working with him for a couple of years. So, and when I met him, he said, "Todd, man, I'm working on this one-man show. It's called I Am Not Spalding Gray." And I sort of just jumped in. You know, we didn't have a production plan. We didn't have any ideas. But we started to collect material, not much of which is actually in the show now, but it sort of created the spirit as things began to collect around that idea. And then at another point, we began to study stand-up comedy, and he was like, man, I'm going to call it Move Over Chris Rock. And we would there's definitely some Move Over Chris Rock material in this. And then at one point when he decided to galvanize it around the 20-year-old poet stories, he said, man, it's only a one-man show. So, man, if it's a one-man show, man, it needs a long title. So the full title of the show is How I Learned What I Learned, and How I Learned What I Learned has led me to the places I wanted to go that I have sometimes gone unwillingly. It is the crucible in which many a work of art has been fired. So that's really the core of the show. It's the crucible. That's our setting, the crucible in which many a work of art has been fired. That's the boxing ring and the sculpture and the thing around him. Because when we did it originally, one day he was going to perform. He planned to come here to the Huntington and perform it himself.
Yeah.
And we never had a fully realized physical production. So when we've added the elements that Constanza spoke about, was all, you know, afterwards.
Let's talk a little bit more about the actual crucible of August Wilson's life, right? Because, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, the play is called A Memoir in Monologues, right? So, I mean, we are hearing, and especially since he co-wrote it with you, the stories of his life. How did you go about choosing what the most, because I mean, I imagine there were like 10 times as many stories that August told you.
I think about 100.
Yeah.
I've got 20 hours of outtakes. Absolutely.
But I mean, this is really, it's really fascinating to me because Constanza, as you've told other media outlets, this is like it is a portrait of August Wilson's life as a young artist, right?
Exactly. It is a portrait. It is the things that he told me late at night when we were just having intimate moments, you know. And for me, let's say the stories of one of the characters in the piece, which is Cy Morocco, he would weave those stories as though they were enchantments. And I was completely transported. And little did I know then that he was going to make a whole piece out of it. But it turns out that it was a seminal time for him, that where he did learn, you know, so much about humanity, and all of those things were seeds that he put in his own, you know, inner farm, and those became characters in his plays.
You know, it's interesting because I was going back and reading articles and biographies of August Wilson, and you know what you said rings so true. He was, as a young man, he was learning so much about humanity. He was learning so much, I mean, just by virtue of being, of the humanity of the African American experience, and then also the dehumanizing that young African Americans, you know, were going through, and what he'd probably say are still going through. I mean, because there's so many little vignettes in the play that he shares those things that happened to him, right?
Absolutely. And as he says in the piece, you know, at the age of 14, he dropped out of school, but he didn't drop out of life, and he was self-taught. So that's another key piece to this.
He dropped out of school, if I have this right, because, I mean, he was accused of plagiarizing,
yes,
and he was the only young black, in one of his schools, he was the only black student in the school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote a paper on Napoleon I think originally, as I recall the story, and I know it's out there, but I think it was an A+ on the story, and then it was scratched out, and it had
there were two grades. One was an A+, and one was a D or something, or F. And he said either you earn, you know, the A because it's so beautifully written, or, you know, the F because this is plagiarized.
They just couldn't believe that he was capable
exactly,
of writing that.
Exactly, but... Yeah. There's a lot of other contexts in which okay. this story has become mythology, as
apocryphal.
so many of his stories have become, and of course the truth is always in the more complex region.
Yeah. So, Todd, you were telling us more about how do you distill the world of August Wilson? How did you do that and get it into the play?
It began to shake out. I mean, it's, you know, the way I saw August's work and the way that, you know, I've many borrowed sensibilities from him is that I mentioned earlier what he called the pot. And August had this way of working where he would write these germane things and he would have these germane principles of which the plays would grow out of it. So, for instance, I watched it happen from word one on Gem of the Ocean. I saw the first word of that. I saw sort of every step and worked with him on those productions. And the way that Gem created itself was much the way this created itself, so to speak. And when we did it originally, we had a two-week run, and we originally had a device. We had a what would you call that? Like a board, a flip chart,
a flip chart,
it was like a set list, and we would lay out the stories, and then we would go down in the basement and listen to the tape from the performance, like game tape, and then change them around and rewrite and rework every night. Because with August, if he just could see the set list, you could just press play and he would go.
Yeah.
And so in that process, we learned a lot. We would try material out on audiences, and we would, you know, see what would be shaped, and then what material felt like. Well, these two stories are too similar in a way, you know, just the same way that the plays develop. So, there's a lot of great material. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful, amazing material that's not in this, but that's true of all of his work. That's true of, you know, I worked on the last three plays of the cycle. That's true of those plays as well. The outtakes is material that people would spend their career trying to write.
Well, I wonder what it, and Costanza, this is a question for you. What is it like for you to see, to see the play on stage once again? Because, you know, it's not as if Eugene Lee, who's in the play, is tasked with recreating August Wilson 100%. That's not it. It's sort of it's the spirit of August Wilson. More
exactly.
Than
at the beginning of the play, what we've tried to do is that Eugene walks on stage not looking at all like August Wilson. You know, let's say he walks in as the actor and, he takes off his actor's jacket and hat, and slowly but surely, you know, he is telling August Wilson stories in the cadence and the rhythm in which August Wilson would tell them. But what he is doing is he's embodying those stories. And it's only until the end that we really do evoke the spirit after we have lived what we have lived with August Wilson.
Yeah.
And so anybody who's looking for an imitation of August Wilson will be disappointed. But I don't, you know, that is the magic quality of theater.
Well, in the last couple seconds that we have, I'm wondering what your thought is, Todd, and I'll just throw this to you. For people who see it, like, what better understanding will they have of August Wilson, the man, and also the body and the incredible body of work that he's, you know, gifted to America?
I think they'll get a sense of the humility, the humor, definitely. Even though the plays are very funny, they have an image of him that's sort of, what would you say?
The voice of Black America.
Yes.
I mean, he has a lot of things to weigh on his shoulders.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely worth seeing, and people have an opportunity to do that now at the Huntington Theater Company. The play is How I Learned What I Learned, a memoir and monologues, as it's been called. Costanza Romero is creative consultant and costume designer for the Huntington Theater Company's production. She's also August Wilson's widow. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And Todd Kreidler, who co-conceived How I Learned What I Learned with August Wilson back in 2003. He's directing the Huntington's production now, and he also founded the August Wilson Monologue Competition. Next time we'll have you back to talk about that.
We'd love to. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here. There's more information about the play at our website, radioboston.org. And that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.